coming up on Texans Training Camp today.
Man, it feels great to be out here with my teammates and my coaches. I mean, it's the best thing. Best thing I can think about doing right now.
When you have a summer break and then you come back out, there's always a little bit of an adjustment on that first day. So I thought we were a lot better today and a lot more crisp.
Flip, turn, corners and stuff. And last year, I don't think I was doing that a lot. Wasn't really where I wanted to be, but I was out there. So this year, I'm doing a lot more of that, working my moves, working my hands, and flipping and stuff.
Texans Training Camp today, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Texans Training Camp today, number two. Drew yes. Doherty, Mark Vandermeer, it's good to be here. We're outside in the sunshine, and it's a cool 72 degrees here. No,
you're lying.
Yes.
Absolutely lying.
But the heat did not affect us, and nope. It didn't really seem to affect DeAndre Hopkins much either. Didn't make the very first day, but was back on day two. A welcome addition to everyone.
Absolutely. Great to see number 10 out here. Bill O'Brien called him the leader of the group, and he was making plays from the get-go. Osweiler, we'll hear from him later, talked about how the connection is developing between he and one of the very best wide receivers in the National Football League. So good to see Hopkins back.
Man, it feels great to be out here with my teammates and my coaches. I mean, it's the best thing, I can think about doing right now. I love playing football. I love it.
He's right back into the swing of things and made some nice plays today, and it's good to have everybody out there.
It was a start. There were some good things. There were some things I would like to have back. There were some learning experiences. I'm sure there's some plays that he wants to have back. And, you know, that's what I call a bad play. I call it a learning experience because I'm going to go in, he's going to go in, whoever it is, we're going to go in, we're going to study that tape hard, and we're going to clean that experience up so that's a good play the next time. And between Hop and myself, we had a few of those today, but you know what? He's a tremendous player, and he really makes my job easy. I got to throw it in his direction, and he makes me look good.
Anytime you get you have the leader of that group out there, no question that it's important because, you know, you can see out there today he's talking to Fuller, talking to Braxton, other guys, Wendell Williams, about different things in the offense, how to line up, how we run certain drills. So anytime you have that presence, that's something that's really good for your team.
Talented, very talented. I haven't been around a bunch of guys that are motivated and hungry to come out here and be great like this in a long time. You know, each guy know what they can do. Each guy know their role. Each guy's coming out here practicing hard. Everybody want to be the number one, you know, and that's what I love because they're pushing me to be better.
It's always a much better day when your best player on the offensive side of the ball is there. But Bill O'Brien also said that it was a better day in general because of the crispness of how – each side of the ball was able to execute.
Yeah, I thought day one, the defense definitely won the day. I mean, you're going ones against ones in training camp. By the way, in the regular season, you don't see that. Offense goes against a scout team. Defense goes against a scout team. This is real competition in your own squad during this time of year. Today, the offense stepped it up, more competitive, more even, if you will. Bill O'Brien reacted.
So it was a good day today. Just think there was a lot of improvement. You know, they got their legs up underneath them a little bit. Understand, you know, the tempo of practice and all those things. No matter how many times you're out here, when you take a break, like, you know, when you have a summer break and then you come back out, there's always a little bit of an adjustment on that first day. So I thought we were a lot better today and a lot more crisp. I would say on both sides of the ball, and on special teams, I just thought that guys were moving better. They, you know, I think anytime you go out there the first day, you're getting your legs up underneath you. You know, running a conditioning test and practicing football are two totally different things. The conditioning test is just a baseline test of where our team's at. But once you get out here and you're running around with a helmet on and having to think and do certain things, it's a little bit different. I thought from yesterday to today, they made a lot of improvement.
The offensive unit looking a little bit better than it did the first day, and they did so without their two starting tackles. We knew left tackle Dwayne Brown was not going to be around. Derek Newton exited on Sunday with an injury. Mm-hmm. But in their stead, some guys stepping up and doing some nice things, Mark.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien said Derek Newton is day-to-day, which could mean anything from one day to several thousand. I'm not sure. But he did say yesterday it wasn't, quote, life-threatening. Right. Usually that designation means it's not going to be a lingering issue. But you said it, Drew. On the offensive line, they have some depth here, and it's getting tested early.
Look, we've got some health issues there to deal with, but at the end of the day, we're very happy with that group. When everybody's fresh and ready to go, they'll all be back, and we'll have a healthy complement out there. That's part of the deal in the NFL. They're very well coached. It's a good group, tough, hardworking guys, so we have high expectations for that group.
You definitely need great communication on the offensive line, knowing what the pass rush is going to be and bring. Brian Cushing spoke about what the defense needs communication-wise, and we also spoke with Brock Osweiler about it.
Yeah, and I know you caught up with Cushing yesterday. You know, Cushing entering year eight has really turned into a leader on this defense, a technician, if you will. You
know, the biggest thing in defense is communication, continue to raise that communication on all levels and be the best we can possibly be.
When I see you communicating, how much are you actually teaching? Are you imparting some wisdom, or are you just getting guys in the
right
spot?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. You know, it's more off the field that I'll be teaching, but on the field is a lot of communication in certain instances. Then we'll talk about later inside the room, inside the building, and just especially this time of year, is definitely a lot of learning.
I think it's what I always tell my offensive huddle. It's, guys, it's not a test out there. Help each other out. So I think if all 11 guys on the field can be communicating, because there's a lot of things going on. There's shifts, there's motions, there's cadence change, there's audibles, there's alerts. There's a million different things going on. And so rather than keeping it on each individual guy to handle everything himself, hey, let's communicate, let's signal, let's talk to each other. And, I think that's something that's built over a training camp. That's something that's built over time. And I do slowly but surely see that chemistry coming together.
Great to hear from Cushing. And, Mark, when we come back, we got to catch up with number 90. Specifically, DB Sidhu is catching up with Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, Clowney entering year three. Obviously a huge season for him. Must stay healthy. Knock wood, he's been healthy throughout the entire offseason and throughout training camp so far.
He's a very smart player, John. He's an instinctive player. He's a smart player. He's very good in the meetings. He understands multiple positions. He can do a lot of different things. He can play outside backer. He can play defensive end in a four-down scheme. He can go inside and do a number of different things. So he definitely understands his role.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, Jadeveon Clowney. Bill O'Brien said that you had one of the best off seasons. How are you feeling, first of all, physically out here?
I feel great. Got away from the team for the first time this offseason. Got a lot of work done.
And now that you're out there, we see you on special teams a little bit. Is that fun? Are they just trying to keep you loose? What's going on with special teams?
Staying in shape. We just staying in shape, having fun with it, you know. Told Coach, try me out there. Let me go down there and see if I can do something and see what happens.
You know, we joke about it, but Bill O'Brien said that you're a really versatile player. You can play DE in a 4-3. You can be outside linebacker. You know, how do you like having all these different positions and being able to do that in a game or in practice even?
Oh, you got to love it. The guys counted me to do it. I just got to go down there and perform and do what they asked me to do. But it's fun, too, though, because you can move around and set stuff up for you. And as having other guys around you that's just good, we all mix it up and do what we want to do out there.
We talk about you being healthy this offseason. You were out there for all of OTAs and minicamp. What do you feel like you can do now that maybe you weren't able to do this time last year in camp?
Flip, turn, corners and stuff. Last year, I don't think I was doing that a lot. Wasn't really where I wanted to be, but I was out there. So this year, I'm doing a lot more of that, working my moves, working my hands, and flipping and stuff.
How about this heat? I know you're from South Carolina, but
oh, it's hot. I only think you can get used to it, but it's hot. But gotta get the work done. You know, gotta come out here and work. It's a grind. It's not gonna be easy. Everybody know that, and we gotta do it every day.
Do you have any goals for yourself for this season coming up?
Play 16 games.
All right. Hopefully, we'll see it. You know, you mentioned South Carolina, but you walked in hand in hand with DeAndre Hopkins.
So, yes, my boy.
How is a South Carolina guy? That there's no rivalry, the South Carolina Clemson thing. Is that awkward for you at all?
No, we all from South Carolina. Man. We on the same team now. We ride or die. That's
all
my
right.
boy.
Thanks so much. More on Texans training camp today, right after we come back.
All right. The main topic of today: DeAndre Hopkins was back, and with that, you got to see a lot of DeAndre Hopkins-like highlights, and it was a fun, fun Monday here at camp.
Well, he's such a playmaker, Drew, and it's not just that, as Rick Smith said, he catches the ball at the point, as we see the grounds crew behind us, making this place look like Augusta National, by the way, the Houston Methodist Training Center. But it's DeAndre's ability to run crisp routes. You don't get open by accident in the National Football League. He can win jump balls. He runs great routes. He's like a security blanket for the quarterback.
Yeah, hands like very few we've ever seen. This is DeAndre Hopkins on Monday.